Hey guys, Joe DeSanto, CEO and founder of Spartan and the Spartan Up podcast, where we rip you off the couch each and every week. We give you a little discipline, a little motivation. Look, I think this is a great time for us to talk about what I've been up to.
Welcome to the Spartan Up podcast with Joe DeSanto, founder and CEO of Spartan Race.
We are talking about overcoming obstacles. The same way we teach people to get over obstacles on the course, we will teach you here on the Spartan Up podcast to get over obstacles in your mind.
All year long, we've been working to spread the message of grit and resilience. Define Spartans wherever they are. Here's an update on the work.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Junk, the official headband of Spartan Pros. Junk produces the best headband, guaranteed to work as hard as you do. Visit junkbrands.com/Spartan for 10% off your order.
We got some really, really cool stuff going on at Spartan. We muscled through COVID, right? We wrote a book, 10 Rules of Resilience. Secondly, we landed this amazing CNBC show up on the farm where we take companies. We've been doing this for 25 years. If you know us, the Nikes, the Googles, the Facebooks, they've all come to the farm. We've helped make them better. We've had our own company up on the farm. Spartan's got to go there every week. I mean, we need work just like every other company. You know, people have asked for years, you don't know this, but again, 25 years ago when I was on Wall Street, for myself, my own personal sanity, I started doing crazy races, traveling all over the world, going across Alaska in waist-deep snow. And then I started recruiting other business people, people from the big banks, the Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley's, Lehman Brothers before they went out of business. And I would take these folks and take them on incredible adventures, incredible journeys. And in doing so, you all know this, if you're part of the Spartan ecosystem, it transformed them. It made them better in life. It made them better in relationships. And it made them better in business. So something that's just irked me forever was that when you see a successful person, especially 25, 35 years ago, they'd be smoking a cigar, they're out of shape, unhealthy. They put so much into work, into their business, and they let everything else go. And I said, hang on a second. If you're going to run a business, you got to run it like an Olympian. Why can't you act like an Olympian? Why can't you live like an Olympian? You're going to be better in business. You'll be better in life. So why does health and wellness have to fall by the wayside when you're doing good business? And so we pitched CNBC, and I said, look, I have a methodology. I have something, this Spartan thing that we do, where we make people more resilient, we make them tougher, we help them get through really challenging times. We have to apply it not just to folks that show up to the races, not just to kids, but to businesses, because it makes the business better. It made my business better back on Wall Street. We've had dozens of companies on the farm, but specifically for the show, over the last 42 days, we had 6 different companies show up, and I got to see some patterns. Patterns not only from the last 6 companies, but when I look back over the 20 years from all businesses that have come to the farm, obviously communication is an issue for every company, right? And we see it bubble to the surface on the farm. I've got the issue at Spartan. Once you get to hundreds of people and you're trying to communicate with folks and make sure everybody's aligned, we're all rowing in the same direction, it's difficult. It's easier in a little boat, little 6-person boat. When we were a small company, it was easier to get everybody aligned and rowing in the same direction, much harder when you get to hundreds of people. I was just with some folks in Colorado at a round table. No one at the table except for me had less than 25,000 employees. You think it's hard for us at Spartan? You think it's hard for a small business with communication issues? Once you get to 25,000, 45,000 people, oh my God, how do you keep everybody communicating well? You break them down. You get everybody to know each other well, right? They suffer together. We break down some of those communication problems. The second thing we see is that founders and companies tend to lose their way. They forget why they're doing this to begin with, what their true north really is. If you don't have that true north, you can't get everybody rallied behind why we're doing this hard work every single day. You're probably not going to get there. It's going to be hard. Number three, we see like the stress of life. Forget about COVID. The stress of life and business gets in the way. People break down. I like to say CEOs, managers, they get stuck in the mud. Up on the farm, while we were filming one of these shows, we had a CEO completely break down and just vomit up all these issues and all this stress and work through it. And the team, his team, rallied behind him, patted him on the back. Everybody got back together. They remembered why they were doing this to begin with. And we got to the top of the mountain. So, you know, for many people, it might seem silly. Like, what does mud and barbed wire and obstacles have to do with business? It has everything to do with business. We can't just leave all these issues, you know, just below the surface. And you've got people backstabbing each other in companies. And maybe there's little conversations going on at the water cooler when people used to hang out at the water cooler pre-COVID. But when you could rip the Band-Aid off and get under the hood and start to bubble up all these issues and talk through them, oh my God, companies change. The other thing we do on the farm is when we find out what the issues are, I can create obstacles that help really hone in on the issue and help fix that specific issue. You guys are going to love the show.
That's how Spartan's bringing fitness and grit to the workplace. But we know helping kids and families is where we can have the most impact.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, like I said, we've got this book, 10 Rules for Resilience, that came out where we help individuals and families put together a plan, follow 10 rules on how to make their company more resilient. Make sure their kids wake up in the morning, maybe go for a run, eat a little more salad. Just make sure that family is running optimally. And the book's been a tremendous success. For whatever reason, everybody loves listening to this book on audio. Thank God they do, because I had to personally go in a studio and for 4 days read the book. If you ever want to really torture yourself, it's not burpees, it's not cold showers, it's reading your own book in a studio for 4 days. But it was worth it, because I'm getting a lot of good feedback. People are saying, look, not only do I overschedule my kids, right? It's something I learned about myself, but it's waking people up when they read, you know what, maybe you overschedule your kids, right? The other thing we're hearing is parents are really grateful for the honest and direct approach. It's not like sugar-coated, you know me, right? And they're not offended by it. So there's lots of great feedback we're getting back. And the other thing is, parenting always shifts, but some things remain the same, right? You got to be willing to be flexible, but extremely committed. And this is a combat sport. I was just waking my kids up this morning. It was a bit of a battle, right? It is a combat sport. And remember, we're raising young adults. We're not raising kids. And they've got to be able to go survive out there in the wild, maybe work in a restaurant, maybe pick up garbage. You know, today I'm actually going to take them out and go get them jobs in this new neighborhood we're living in. And, you know, they're uncomfortable. I'm a little uncomfortable, but you got to do it. You got to get the kids ready for adulthood, because we're not going to be around forever. It was a journey to write the book. Thank God Dr. L, a psychologist, did it with me, because if she didn't help me do this book, I think people would have threw the book out, used it for kindling to start fires. Like, what the hell does Joe know about parenting? He's a nutcase. I'd never parent like Joe. But I had a psychologist with me. I needed someone to vet my concepts and my ideas and say, you know what? The guy's not crazy. We gotta do parenting the hard way. So I think you'll like the book. Check it out.
And we haven't forgotten the gyms.
DECA. I'm wearing the DECA Fit shirt. DECA is an attempt to meet people where they are at the gym. Not everybody's ready for the barbed wire and the mud and the side of a ski resort. So we go to the gym and we actually put them through a test to find out how fit they are.
We'll wrap up with a closing message from Joe DeSena, but first, a key technique that you should be using to get better sleep and better energy every day.
Let me tell you about this guy, Andrew Huberman, I interviewed. You are going to love this guy. I mean, if you're having trouble sleeping, this guy gave me tips. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The behavioral steps that can really enhance depth and quality of sleep. It's going to sound so simple, but I'm guessing that most people are not doing this. There is abundant scientific literature in humans that getting exposure to bright light first thing in the morning, doesn't have to be sunrise, but usually before about 9 a.m. and that bright light has to arrive to the eyes. Doing that for about 2 to 10 minutes each day is setting up two very important features of your body that will prepare you for better sleep. The first thing is it times your morning cortisol pulse. We always hear about cortisol is bad, but a morning cortisol pulse is good. It's going to prime you for energy and activity during the day. It's also going to set a timer, literally a biological timer, on the release of this pro-sleepy hormone called melatonin, which is secreted from our pineal, to come on about 16 hours later. So if you wake up and you're looking at your phone, or you're just using artificial lights in your home, you are not getting sufficient what's called photon capture, which is just light energy, to the eyes to then signal to the brain, to then signal to the rest of the body about when you need to be asleep. So get morning sunlight. And even if you're in New England in the depths of winter and there's cloud cover, there's still a lot of photons coming through. I have this dorky app on my phone. I have nothing to do with the app, but no formal relationship. I think it's called Lux or Light Meter, I think it's called. And I'll go measure the brightness. There's so much, there's like 50,000 lux coming through on a dark, cloudy day. And then you look at the lamp in your kitchen and it's like 400 lux. It's nothing. And so you really need to get some photons early in the day. You don't need it to be direct, you know, beaming your eyes with light, but ideally you take your sunglasses off, go outside for a little bit. If you want to do something else or have a conversation, that's fine, but get that morning sunlight.
We'll be right back to this interview, but first a little bit from today's sponsor, Junk Headbands. Their headbands are the official headband of Spartan Pros. They produce a headband guaranteed to work just as hard as you do to keep the sweat and the mud out of your eyes. They are UPF 50 sun protection. They're made in the USA. They're easy to clean and they won't fade. So wear the headband of the Spartan Pros. Go to junkbrands.com/Spartan to save 10% off your order. That's some of the work that we've been doing, but here's what really matters. What will you do?
Guys, whether you know this or not, every year, every 2 years, I take on a personal fitness challenge. So you know I carried around a kettlebell forever. You know 300 burpees every single morning was my thing. Obviously, the cold showers, that's not changing. I had my 25 mobility exercises, doing them every morning, 1,250 repetitions. This year, since the family and I were down in Florida, today's our first day in Florida, and there's a gym in the building where we rented an apartment. I took on today a new challenge where I'm going to do 100 sets in the gym. So whether it's squats, bench press, pull-ups, tricep pushdowns, etc. But there's lots of folks that use traditional weights. I never really use traditional weights. So I said, you know what? This is the year of traditional weights. So it's going to be 100 sets, 10 repetitions each, 1,000 repetitions every morning in a gym somewhere in the world. This morning it was in Florida. Tell me, comment, what's your challenge for the year? What are you going to do? You're going to run a mile every day? You're going to go for a swim? Maybe wrestle alligators? Tell me what your challenge is. But you got to take on something and then stick to it at least for a year. To wrap it up, let's make the new year something special, right? Let's make 22 your strong year, the year you actually stick to it. I've met so many people on New Year's Eve. I met so many people that, my God, they look twice the size they did the year before when I saw them on New Year's Eve. So let's clean ourselves up in 22. Let's get after it. Let's let nothing get in the way of success. If you got to write some things down on a wall, not in marker, but actually in paint, and say, this is what I'm going to do in 22, do it. Who cares? You can always paint over it next year.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Spartan Up. Do you want to be ready for anything? Download Joe's free ebook at spartan.com/readyforanything. We want you to drive yourself to success every day, but we know many of you are taking on new challenges, especially at this time of the year. And without the right mindset, it's easy to let those new challenges, those new promises fall by the wayside. Stick with us. Subscribe to the podcast. Listen to Spartan Up. We're here 3 days a week to motivate you, to inspire you, to bring you new techniques. We are your virtual partner in resilience, here to stand at your side as you take on new challenges. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Junk, the official headband of Spartan Pros. Junk produces the best headband, guaranteed to work as hard as you do. Visit junkbrands.com/Spartan for 10% off your order.